With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Prosecutors say they're open to delaying the start of Donald Trump's New York hush money criminal trial to give the former president's lawyers time to review evidence that was only recently turned over. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office said in a court filing that it's not opposed to adjourning the start of the trial for not more than 30 days. Jury selection was scheduled to begin March 25th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling on Israel to hold new elections. Schumer says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has lost his way amid the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a top U.S. official has no right to call for elections in another country.
It is grotesque and hypocritical for Americans who hyperventilate about foreign interference in our own democracy to call for the removal of a democratically elected leader of Israel.
McConnell says Schumer's criticism of the Israeli government out of line. Russian state media reports Yemen's Houthi rebels have a new hypersonic missile. Correspondent Karen Chamas.
The report by Russian news agency RIA Novosti provided no evidence for the claim, only citing an unnamed official as the source. A new hypersonic missile would, however, potentially raise the stakes as the rebels continue to attack ships in the Red Sea since November. So far, the US and others have been able to down any missiles or drones that come near their warships in Mideast waters. However, hypersonic weapons could pose crucial challenges to missile defense systems because of their speed and maneuverability. The Houthis say the attacks are to force Israel to end the war in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. Political observers expect abortion to be a key election issue this year as pro-life groups seek to counter misinformation being distributed by pro-abortion legislators. Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the Charlotte Logier Institute, warns that the abortion industry is using fear-mongering to perpetuate the myth that pro-life laws deny mothers the right to life, saving care, and the event of a crisis during their pregnancy.
Every state that has pro-life protections allows an exception if an abortion is needed to save a mother's life. So it's absolutely a lie on its face that doctors can't provide life-saving care. But at a deeper level, I practice in Texas. I've delivered 5,000 babies. I've never had to perform a direct abortion, which is defined as having the intent of ending that unborn child's life in order to save a mother.
Dr. Ingrid Skop. This is SRN News. Beijing has criticized the U.S. House of Representatives' vote to ban TikTok unless it splits from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
He's essentially accusing them of stealing this very successful Chinese social media platform. Now, of course, this is a very complicated matter. The advocates of this bill would say that TikTok poses a security threat because its parent company, ByteDance, is bound to pass on the data from users here in China if the Communist Party asks for it. Now, those laws do exist, but that doesn't mean that TikTok has done that or has even been asked to do it.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un joining troops training on a new model of a tank. He drove one himself. This came as his rivals South Korea and the U.S. were wrapping up their annual military exercises. More details at srnnews.com.